And then, of course, you get Lindor to come through with the big hit that wins the game, and how he's not an all-star and Pete Alonso is mind-numbing to me. Because if you've watched the Mets this year at all, Pete Alonso, while not having a, you know, a horrible, horrendous, disgusting season, is hitting .243 with an OPS under 800. He's not nearly the player that Lindor is right now, or Nimmo, quite honestly, or Vientos. But the idea that the one all-star is Pete Alonso screams to me of, we want him in the all-star game and we want him in the home run derby. Now, I know he would do it anyway, so I don't know why you'd have to put him on the all-star team. But, like, he's just not an all-star, and that's not knocking Pete. He's a great player who I think the Mets should pay and keep around. But, I mean, Francisco Lindor, since May, has been the heart and soul of the team. Since he called that meeting, he's the leader of the team. And he's come through in every big spot. He starts off every game with a damn hit. I mean, his on-base percentage the first at-bat of the game is through the roof. He's damn near .500. He's starting off the games great. He's coming through with big hits late. He's playing a Gold Glove caliber shortstop. To me, the best player on this team is Francisco Lindor. And he should be an all-star. I don't get hung up on it. I know fans do. So, yes, the idea that Pete Alonso is the one member of the all-star team is pretty absurd. I mean, you could make a case for Severino, I suppose, but you could certainly make a case for Lindor. And for the Yankees, the laugher is obviously Clay Holmes is an all-star along with the two starters in the outfield, Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. And while I'll still tell you Clay Holmes is not the major problem with this team, he's been in a pretty extended slump, and it's an issue when he's giving up home runs to guys with two home runs. And that game Friday night just absolutely drove me absolutely batty.